2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Oh, yes, indeed. Only 2 days till the election, and we're going to talk about a lot of other stuff today. Zoe Norton Lodge is here, Charles Firth is here, Andrew Hansen's here, and my name is Dom Knight. Coming up, how Facebook is being made better and cleaner, and our winning democracy sausage for Sausage Fest 2019, and some more tickets to join us for the Maury Meat Snags and the Young Henry's Beer in Newtown tomorrow at lunchtime.
Scrumptious sausages. Scrumptious sausage for Saturday. Hasn't it been a shocking campaign, though, with some big missteps, huge political mistakes that we've seen just rolling out over this campaign? I mean, we had Pauline Hanson's party with the absolute shocker where they were caught out doing these deals with American gun crazies. We've had candidates booted out because they made dodgy social media posts. Mm. But I think, guys, the biggest shocker, the biggest misstep in perhaps political history that I've saw happened just today at the City Markets. Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, admitting who would do this in their right mind? What politician would admit to liking coriander?
Oh, come on, ScoMo.
Can you believe it? I mean, I'm a curry man myself. I don't mind it, but I'm not running for office. You know, I mean,
you just admitted that to all of Sydney. Did you know that?
I know it's divisive, Zoe. I know it's divisive, and this is why I wouldn't say it if I was running for the Prime Minister.
Should we give him a yellow card for liking coriander?
A yellow card at the very least to Mr. Scott Morrison.
Liking this. That's a warning.
Extremely divisive herb. Well, of course, the Labor Party have jumped on this and released an attack ad. Take a listen.
First, Tony Abbott ate a raw onion.
Ugh, yuck!
Now Scott Morrison says he likes coriander.
Gross! What a monster!
The Liberals will stop at nothing to put pungent herbs and unenjoyable vegetables in their own mouths.
What next? Peter Dutton eating Brussels sprouts?
Well, no, he probably prefers potatoes.
Oh, of course.
The Liberals. They can't be trusted with garden produce.
Written and authorised by the Australian Labor Party. I quite like coriander, so I'm speaking fast because I'm embarrassed to admit it.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
You remember how a couple of weeks ago my dishwasher broke?
Oh, who could forget?
Now, classic radio.
I know the whole of Sydney's on tenterhooks wanting to find out what happened with that.
Yeah.
But just to recap, first of all, I've only had the dishwasher for 6 months, right? And then it totally broke, had an E25 error, which we all know is terrible. But it was clearly not my fault. It was only 6 months old, right? But then they actually said to me, look, if we come out and we find out that it's your fault, then we're going to charge you money. And I asked who gets to decide whether
that's the
it's
problem.
My fault. And it's like it's our decision. So
you need to get an independent dishwasher mediator.
Get the ACCC in.
You should actually get the ACCC in.
Anyway, so the guy came out today, and what has happened is when I was trying to fix it myself, I didn't reattach the valve properly.
Oh, here we go. Now, this sounds very much like this is so your fault. Yeah. This is unbelievably your fault.
It is, Andrew, entirely my fault.
he
literally just went, see, click. See, that's what you're supposed to do. Click. Remember in the manual it says you got to click the thing in?
Right.
And then it totally worked. So anyway, so it's entirely my fault. It was totally within his rights to like charge me $250. Call out fee, and he didn't charge me.
Oh, that's a happy ending.
I know.
Or is that how you paid for it?
I think it's very sus. I think, you know, personally, I don't want to trust a dishwasher company who doesn't charge you when it's your fault.
I thought it was going to the dishwasher court of appeal.
Have I told you how my mum fixed her dishwasher?
No, I don't think so. What did she do?
Yeah. Okay, so when I was, mum's dishwasher broke. This is back when I was young. I was living at mum and dad's place. It broke, and like many things in our house, we just didn't do anything about it. It just sat there broken for a year, just a big metal box doing nothing, right?
Yes.
We didn't do anything about it. And then one day, Poppy, the woman who used to come and clean our house, came over, and she always used to bring us gifts, like, you know, napkins that had strange sayings on them and things like that. And she also, this one time she came over and she brought some holy water from the Greek Orthodox Church, right? And gave it to my mother,
yeah.
Right? And my mother, she's not religious, but she does believe in homeopathy. So she, one day she decided, she was like, the holy water is for fixing things. That's what Poppy said. Fixing things. And one day Mum was just like, look, what is the harm? What is the harm? And so she opened it and she just sprinkled some holy water in the dishwasher.
Yes.
And it worked.
Blessed be the dishwashers.
It worked again for another 2 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
So you get, well, is that the answer then? Instead of Coles Ultra dishwasher tabs, bit of holy from the local church.
Yeah, your local Greek Orthodox church. Get some. I mean, I can't vouch for other religions' holy waters or any other even Greek churches. Just this particular one really does the trick.
Does it click the valve back in for you as well?
Yeah, no, it doesn't stop you being an idiot, Charles Firth, unfortunately.
The election is coming up, of course, on Saturday. The problem is we've got a choice between people we hate, basically. No one likes Shorten, no one likes Morrison, no one likes anyone in the Senate. There is no one in Canberra anyone likes at all, which got me to think, who would you actually like running the country? If you could have anyone you wanted, and we'll take calls on this on 133-53 as well. If you could just pick anyone at all, who would it be?
You know who they should have run?
Me, obviously.
They should have run Winks.
Winks!
Because he always wins.
That's true. Yeah. I was thinking Steve Smith. He's a great leader. He's not allowed to lead the country in cricket. But wouldn't it be great to have a PM who cheated on the national stage to get us ahead?
Oh, totally. I mean, that's pretty bog standard for a politician, isn't it? Cheating is just par for the course.
You expect that from your politicians. Yeah. What about Kate Blanchett? Like, I think you want Kate Blanchett. Like,
she's classy.
Yeah, and then on the world stage, you'd be like, they've got Kate Blanchett as their prime minister.
That's not about she.
What about Benita from Play School?
Yeah.
Because nobody doesn't like her, and the entire cabinet could be, you know, Humpty Dumpty and Jemima and that.
And when she had to explain her policies, it would be very, really simple.
You go through the round window.
That's right. Yeah.
The other one that I thought, like, if it was actually my ideal one, it would actually be Chris Rock. Because can you imagine Chris Rock in Question Time? Like, that would be the best, and you'd get it every day. It'd be free. You'd be able to watch Question, like, everyone would tune in to watch it.
I mean, no offence, Charles, but I kind of want to hear what the rest of Sydney think, because I reckon they can come up with some better suggestions than Chris Rock. Yeah, than Chris Rock. What a terrible suggestion. 133-53. Who would you pick? Anyone you like. Who would you pick to run the country?
To be fair to Charles, Winks was a genius idea, though.
Well, speaking of food, dummy. Sorry, Charles. Go ahead. Go on. Who do you want to run the country,
Charles? I think you want a woman. I think you'd need a woman.
I suggested me up the top. What about me? Why can't I be the Prime Minister?
Well, I think you'd be a great Prime Minister, Zoe.
You've got
charm and all sorts of things.
My first legislation is going to be banning the name Sausage Fest, and I don't know where I'm going from there.
No. Yeah, I'm not voting for you then.
What about Lisa Wilkinson? If she's used to putting up with Carl for all those years, she can handle any dickhead in the Senate.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. She's tough.
I'll tell you who needs a job. Carl Stefanovic.
That's true.
Yes. And he would be good. People would tune into him sometimes.
If he went on the Today Show as a politician, people might start watching it again. So that'd be good.
They'd have him on every day.
Let's go to John in.
please come on again.
Mount Druitt. Hey, John, who should we have running the country?
Oh, there's a few that I'd have, like Doug Mulray or Andrew Denton, but my main one would be Jimmy Barnes. Doesn't speak shit.
He'd be a loud Prime Minister, wouldn't he? But imagine the screaming in Question Time.
Very different from the norm then.
You'd have someone who actually cared about the working class men and women.
That's right. Cheap wine and a 3-day growth and official policy.
It'd be very good.
I'll tell you, if we did want to have a woman Prime Minister.
Me?
What about Dame Edna Everidge?
Like, moving on, let's go to Michael.
Lord Charles.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, mate.
Who should be Prime Minister?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock, yeah.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
He's probably smarter than most of our politicians.
Yeah, overqualified, if anything.
Be good to hear him on the news, too.
If they say something he doesn't like, what's he going to say?
Right.
It's sort of like what you think.
The benevolent dictator, The Rock.
Let's go to Peter and see who Peter thinks should be in charge. Hey, Peter, who should run the country?
All right, Dr. Carl Krasinski.
Yes. Dr. Carl?
Well, yeah.
The scientist.
But then wouldn't everyone micro-sleep during all his speeches?
No. Mate, he'd inspire people towards science.
Dress in terrible shirts.
Yeah, we'd have to have a ban on those shirts. Like, no, forget the burqa ban in Parliament. We'd have to ban his shirts.
Makes for a pretty good APEC, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, elections provided you with no choice. No choice at all.
It's a dictatorship.
But now, Radio Chaser is standing up for your right to vote for which sausage you get served on election day. This is Sausage Fest 2019. Democracy's finest hour.
At last.
Yeah, still called that. Sorry, Zoe. Mm. So this is going to happen tomorrow. We are bringing together beer and sausages for an Election Eve event. The sausages made by Maury Meat, our friends at George Street, North Strathfield. You can check them out at maurymeat.com.au. They've made the winning sausage, and the beer is provided by Young Henry's proudly independent, best served lad. Of course, made in Newtown, where the event will be, and they're putting together the Voters Bitter Beer for us to enjoy. So it's time, without any further ado, to reveal the results. Can we get a drum roll, please? In third position, the short and sweet sausage with the little man boobs. Oh. In second position, the Clive Parmigiani. He was actually way down the list, but he bought second position. And the winner is...
winning sausage.
The below-the-line sausage. A sausage just almost as big as the Senate ballot paper. At 1.5 metres, we're actually doing it. A huge democracy sausage. I don't even know how they're making it.
So what you're telling us is that at Sausage Fest, there's just going to be a whole lot of really huge sausages. Zoe, you must be really pleased.
Oh, I'm delighted. I can't wait to see Dom and Charles at either end, Lady and the Tramp style, eating a below-the-line sausage until they finally make out, like we've all been waiting for.
It's been on the cards for quite some time. It's going to be a huge party. Let's play an ad to celebrate.
Are you the one person in Australia planning to vote below the line in the Senate?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, you don't want to die of hunger while filling it out. Introducing our longest sausage ever, the Voting Below the Line sausage. Almost as long as the Senate ballot paper itself.
Disclaimer, nothing is as long as a Senate ballot paper.
6 metres of non-stop sausage to sustain you while you fill out every box in the upper house.
131... 132, 133.
All so you can put Senator Fraser Anning last.
4,584. Wait a minute, do I hate animals or old people more?
The Voting Below the Line sausage. Just don't eat it too fast.
Oh shit, I've run out of sausage and I'm still only halfway.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Big news from the world of social media. Facebook and Twitter and the company that owns Google have gotten together at a big meeting to crack down on hate speech and extremism, stuff like that. And you know what? Facebook's decided to take it even further and crack down on a bunch of other stuff as well.
Hi, Mark Zuckerberg here. At Facebook, we are against extremism, so we've announced a crackdown on anyone doing extremely irritating posts. From now on, digital fingerprinting will automatically erase all selfies that feature a high-angle duck face pout with one arm on your hip. We'll use AI-based technology solutions to delete posts about how many ab crunches some ex-boyfriend of your friend did at the gym with 86 hashtags attached, like hashtag blessed and hashtag best life spelt with a Y and no E. Plus, we're updating our terms of use to forbid inspirational quotes saying, "Never doubt yourself," written in a pink calligraphy font with a sunrise behind it. And best of all, users can now flag inappropriately boring photos of hamburgers, babies and/or fur babies, and people's bare legs as they relax on a stupid f***ing deck chair. Facebook, now free from extreme lameness.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
And now we have time for the most amazingly new quiz in the world.
Good evening, Europe!
Eurovision artist or serial killer?
I love this quiz already.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that was a really, really hard sell you gave it there, Charles. What did you say? Now we have time for... Great, I'm glad we've got time for it.
I was just looking at the answers and getting my thoughts. Anyway.
Oh, great quiz master. Well, this is going to go well.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, do you want to do the quiz then, Andrew?
Yes, give me
the
quiz.
You're going to have the first...
No, go on, Charles. First... run the quiz.
Okay, you got to. It's very simple, this quiz. You've just got to tell me whether these are a winner of the Eurovision contest or a serial killer.
Have any Eurovision songs caused mass death?
Well, who knows? But the first one, Andrew.
Yes.
Sertab Erener.
Sertab Erener?
Is that
I'm pretty sure that that's a restaurant on the central coast. Turkish kebab shop. I don't. Look, I'm going to guess it's a Eurovision artist.
You are correct. Yes, it was from Turkey, and he won with Every Way That I Can.
Oh, Erin Affair.
The best thing about this quiz is you get to listen to really funky, cool music as well.
I liked it. Yeah,
I mean, if they murder your eardrums, though, do they fit in both categories at that point?
Yes. Okay, next one. Zoe. Bella Kiss. Bella Kiss.
Ooh. Oh, it sounds like Eurovision, but it would be a creepy Bella Kiss, the serial killer. Bella Kiss, the I'm going to go with Eurovision.
Incorrect.
That's a serial killer. That is
Hungarian serial killer, 24 known victims.
Bella Kiss of Death.
Yeah, Bella Kiss of Death.
Oh, wow. But does that make them ineligible for Eurovision if you killed 24 people?
I don't know. Probably not.
I may be proven correct.
Maybe next year or something.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Dom. Udo Jürgens.
Udo Jürgens sounds like a kind of a whole food dessert. I think that's a Eurovision.
That is correct. That is correct. Yes. I just assumed you were going to be wrong. It's a guy from Austria, and he won with Merci Chérie.
Merci. Merci.
Okay, yeah, you get the idea.
Sorry. Hold the phone. That one Eurovision?
There were 23 worst songs?
Oh, come on. They were always terrible. Like, no, they're probably 23.
No, some of them were all right. It's all, the thing is, we all used to listen because it was a big joke, but it's actually got kind of good.
Okay, now.
Yeah, there's no reason to watch anymore, is there?
No.
It's too good.
Now, this one is a hard one, Andrew, so just pay attention.
Ooh, okay.
Celine Dion.
Serial killer! Hang on. I thought she was Canadian. I wouldn't have thought she's eligible to be in Eurovision anyway.
So are you saying she's a serial killer? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. I guess I'm going to have to guess. Is she a serial killer?
Incorrect. She won for Switzerland. I think she's Swiss.
Oh,
and she won with this song. Which was in French.
I think I'm officially dead.
But if you translate that to English, she's saying, I'm going to kill a lot of people. So.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
Stories from the news, and our panel of Andrew, Zoe and Charles will work out whether cat's pyjamas meaning good or cat's piss meaning bad. A pair of British cousins bought a tuk-tuk from Thailand for about $5,000 and successfully set a world land speed record in the tuk-tuk category by racing it over 74 miles per hour.
Is that just because they're out of the Bangkok traffic and they could actually go above 2 kilometres an hour?
Right. I think that's right.
Maybe every tuk-tuk can actually go that fast if you just put it on a lake.
You know what? Cat's piss about this, though, is paying $5,000 for a bloody tuk-tuk.
I bought a car for less than that. This is absolutely insane. What complete cat's piss.
What I love about it is that they took a 350cc engine and hotted it up with a fuel-injected 1300cc. So they must have been flying along
the ground. So it cost them $5,000 and then they had to pay a substantial amount of money to actually make it. This is... I don't like these cousins.
No.
They and their tuk-tuk, they can go be cat's piss.
Well, the record
was
slowed.
It's not even a tuk-tuk. It's a hotted up, weird kind of space-age tuk-tuk. It's not even a tuk-tuk. I mean, this is not even a proper record. It's like, yeah, we made a land speed record out of some vehicle that we just made up. I mean, that's not a record. Go away, British cousins.
Yeah. And they were British. That's the worst part
about it. And
they
were cousins.
Yeah.
I hate everything about them.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.